Bernie, you want to hit the intro?
Hey, everybody, this is Fernando from the Rollback Podcast. And today, Eddie and I are recording a Wednesday rewind, which I haven't done in a while because I have a big boy job and that means I'm tired a lot. But yes, today we are doing the Wednesday rewind. And today we are taking a rewind and looking back at 2005's The Longest Yard. Yes, the remake of that Burt Reynolds led movie from the 70s.
Yeah.
But yes, that is a movie that we are reviewing today.
Man, you know what's the first thing I thought of as soon as I finished it? They don't make them like this anymore. They really fucking don't. They can't,
No, they don't.
but they can't also, but they don't.
Why?
There's a
How many
lot of
problematic scenes did you find in this movie?
that I found problematic or that I know
Was
that
it
they
the
can't.
N-word that Stone Cold dropped? Really well, if I might add.
Did you ever see the interview where they asked him about it?
No.
They asked him, like, was it awkward? And he was like, no, but that's because
He was
my
like, what?
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 He said, no. Okay. He said, no, because everyone was so professional on camera. Like, everyone was so professional there in the setting, in the environment. That it was like, okay, it's just part of the script. Like, it's not coming from a mean place.
Oh.
Like, he said, like, everyone was really professional, so it was okay. It was fine. But no, problematic scenes, I would say maybe just like the ones with Brucey and the female guards, I
Oh,
guess.
you mean Tracy Morgan?
Yeah, Tracy Morgan, thank you. And Brucey, though, the other guy. Dude, okay, I'm gonna have some
Point of a back cracker.
Dude, I'm gonna have some insights on this as a comedian fan, but also as a prison guard. I watch this.
Not a, as a comedy fan, not a comedian fan, comedy fan. There's nothing wrong with a little comedy. It was fucking funny.
This movie's fucking up. That's what I'm saying. They don't make them like this anymore. This is fucking like this legitimately might be the best, not just sports comedy, but if you have to pick like the best movie out of like Adam Sandler's catalog as far as a funny movie, I mean this maybe Mr. Deeds. Maybe Mr. Deeds.
I don't
Or
know,
The
dude. Anger
Chair.
management's pretty up there too.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe we watch it. I watched it a couple years ago, but that was before I had to start working for corporate America.
Granted, I would say Mr. Deeds is I but even then, you know, Longest Yard is not it's not on the fucking same level not performance-wise or anything like that, but when you see like an Adam Sandler movie like Mr. Deeds or Happy Gilmore or 50 First Dates, it's there's certain beats in it. This one doesn't have those beats.
I don't know. It has the wife that's way too good for him at the beginning.
I mean, it's Courteney Cox at the point she was like, she's all right, I guess.
It's still Monica.
Now she looks like a goddamn scarecrow.
Jesus. But I mean, it just felt natural. But like, maybe that's why I also like it so much. Like, it doesn't follow the. I'm not saying Adam Sandler's bad. I'm not saying his shit's formulaic. But the fact that this
Hey,
breaks.
there's nothing wrong with being formulaic, though. Like, yeah, a lot of his movies had formulas, but he hit those formulas really fucking well. Like, Happy Gilmore's fucking hilarious to this day.
Oh man, what was the price is wrong, bitch.
Or oh, your fingers hurt? Well, now your back's gonna hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty. Does anybody else's fingers hurt? I didn't think so. I think I just killed the Mr. lady.
God damn, sometimes I forget how funny Adam Sandler is. God damn.
No, like his early shit was really fucking funny. I
Yeah.
just think like once he got like all that money, Like, all of his shit just, he just went downhill.
I feel like Jack and Jill was maybe like the bottom of the
barrel. Oh, that was definitely the turning point.
Like, that was the bottom of the barrel. And then I think
like,
after that is
like
when...
Grown Ups, I felt like was okay. But Jack and Jill was just something that I don't know anyone that could get behind.
I don't know anyone that ever has. But
doesn't Pacino regret doing that movie?
He actively said he did. He said he
Fuck,
did.
Man. How much money are you in the hole to have to fucking do an Adams, that fucking horseshit?
I mean, it's an Adam Sandler comedy. You would imagine that it's like, oh, it's Adam Sandler. He normally punches out the hits.
I guess, but I'm just like, I
I
feel
would have
like.
faith in him too. It's a fair fuck up. Let me see.
Yeah. But back to Longest Yard.
Oh, yeah. Longest Yard, Adam Sandler. But okay, let's also set some stage here, man. It's not Adam Sandler by himself. He does not carry the movie, although he's the heart of the film. We got like great guys like Chris Rock, James Cornwall, who plays like an actual good bad guy. I like Nelly, William Fitcher, who plays like a good straight man, Burt Reynolds, who I would argue is actually kind of funny. He gets some laughs out of me in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Sapp?
Yeah, Bob Sapp.
Bob Sapp?
MMA fighter.
Let me see. We got Terry Crews as Cheeseburger Eddie.
Michael Irvin.
Michael fucking Irvin, Bill Goldberg, the great fucking Khali. Oh,
great
shit.
Khali. I almost forgot about him.
I didn't know D12 was in this.
Yeah, D12 is all in there, except for Eminem. But yeah, they're all there.
Dude, I didn't even know that fucking Tracy Morgan. Where's Brucey? Oh, Nicholas Turturro?
Yeah. The bad guy or the mean astronaut from Armageddon?
The mean astronaut from Armageddon?
Yeah, the one that pulls the gun on Bruce Willis?
Oh, yeah, I said him. William Fitcher.
Yeah, I don't know his real name. I just know him as that piece of shit astronaut from Armageddon.
Dude, legit, ever since The Longest Yard, I always know him as the bad guy from The Longest Yard. That's always how I identify him. Oh, yeah, that guy.
Interesting.
That's
We have Goldberg in the movie.
Fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash is really funny. Like,
who drank all the goddamn Gatorade?
Jesus. Oh, the Boz is in this movie? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, Bosworth.
Oh, okay.
Well, fun fact about Bosworth. What's his face? God damn it. What's his coach? Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
He's actually getting tackled by Bosworth in that scene.
That's a real hit?
Yes. They did it in one take.
Oh, no shit. You can't do it in two.
Burt Reynolds was like, I got more run left than me. And Bosworth was like, this is a fucking honor. But him getting helped off the field, that was legit. That wasn't staged.
Oh, man. Shit, that's hilarious.
Yeah, dude, he fucking he took a hit from the boss.
Oh fuck. That's because Burt Reynolds wasn't young at the time. I think he was like 65 at the time.
I mean he's dead now, but fucking yeah, he wasn't on the young side, that's for damn sure.
He was born in 1930. Shit. So he was born in 1936.
Did he have an incident at the red carpet of this movie?
He was 69 when he got hit. Fuck.
Yeah.
My God.
That's a man's man right there.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know about any situation. He earned a
Oscar
for this, apparently.
I remember there was a situation on the red carpet because I remember Adam Sandler had to hold him back, but I think he smacked the piss out of a reporter.
Let's see. Burt's. Longest Yard, Burt's, Reynolds.
Red carpet.
I'm not seeing anything.
I might be wrong, but I could have sworn it was him. I know Will
Oh, Burt
Smith
Reynolds
had
and the
one of them.
slap. Yes, you're right. I
Yeah,
just
he did. Right? He did fucking smack
2005, May
someone.
26th. Slapped a producer on assignments. Screen of The Longest Yard. Very well, different accent. He played, tapped him. Oh, apparently the guy was being rude, and Burt slapped him. Burt said, "I just playfully like patted him on the cheek." The guy's like, "No, he fucking bitch slapped me." But yeah, apparently that's what happened. Dude was just being rude, and Burt corrected him.
Yeah, I remember Adam Sandler kind of steps in to, he's like, oh, like, let me try to fucking, like, defuse this real quick because I don't want Burt Reynolds to get arrested.
At my movie premiere, fuck. Also, Burt's just a cool dude. Like, if he was anything like his character in this movie, like, goddamn, dude, this cast is filled with, like, famous, like, music artists, athletes, all-star comedians, like, this is a strong fucking cast if there ever was one.
Chris Berman from ESPN.
Oh yeah, I do. Whoop, whoop. What's that sound? I just liked it. Also, again, James Cornwell. I want to make a point. He always plays, when he does, he plays a great fucking villain. Like, you just fucking hate him.
Yeah. No, I think he does a real good job as the warden in this one. I felt like the warden in the original is kind of like real stiff.
Yeah, because the thing is, Cornwell played the straight man to Adam Sandler a lot when he was saying stuff like, they think the way I run this prison is the way I should run this state, but with less sodomy, right? But it doesn't crack. Like, that's what makes it funny, you know? Like, goddamn. Sorry, Colonel Sanders.
No, and Sandler does a really good job in this movie. Like, the basketball scenes, you know for damn sure Adam Sandler shot those scenes himself.
Oh, yeah. See, when I was younger, I was like, why is he doing so good? Like, they're really letting him have it. No, I didn't know. Obviously, now I'm older. I know Adam Sandler, like, the dude can fucking play basketball.
Oh, yeah.
He loves basketball, I think, actually.
Yeah, he does pickup games in the park.
Shit, I believe it. I mean, it's also good for his health, but yeah, I believe it. Did you ever see Hustle on Netflix?
Yeah, I actually really liked Hustle. I thought it was really good.
Dude, me too, man. I fucking loved Hustle. I think that might be my favorite dramatic Adam Sandler performance. Haven't seen Uncut Gems yet.
You've never seen Uncut Gems?
I've always been told to watch it. I just never had fucking time. Maybe I'll
I do feel like that was his best performance. Like, when he did like a serious fucking performance, I felt like that was his best one.
What do you think about the argument that comedic actors can typically play the best, like, serious roles?
I mean, I think yes and no. I don't think every comedian could fucking do it, but I just think like they have a knack for it, because I mean, you know how to be funny, but most comedians have like a fucked up way about them.
You know, one guy who got to start in comedy that most people don't, a lot of people don't know. I didn't know this until I got older. Tom Hanks. He was on SNL at one point, I believe. He got his start
as a regular?
Yeah, Tom Hanks. I think maybe he was only on it for one season, I think. Maybe it was even Mad TV. I'm not 100%. But Tom Hanks started out as a comedic actor. He was in a bunch of comedies. And then...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and then that's when he broke out into serious. But because he knows how to play... Like, if you can be funny, like, if you can be a comedy actor, not everyone, obviously, but most, then you can probably play serious very well, because going from, like, to funny, that's hard. Mm-hmm. That's hard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, the beginning of this movie, we see Paul Crewe. He's the trophy husband of this Lena, whatever. He steals her Bentley, and goes on a joyride. I fucking love the part with the beer and the cops. Yeah, officer, can you hold this beer? You know what? You can finish that one. I got five more right here. Ah. I've been watching Cops recently, and I'm like, that would never happen.
I
Proceed.
love Cops. Cops is one of the greatest shows ever to watch. Like when it gets going and it's not a boring episode, like you're like, fuck yeah, get him, copper. Beat the fuck out of this piece of shit.
I've actually we've been watching Cops a lot lately just to see like these idiots, and there was only one in the past like 2 weeks that we've been watching Cops where I'm like, all right, that's a little excessive. That might be abuse. Because the dude has him in a chokehold on the floor. The cop is on his back and he has the guy in the chokehold and he's yelling at him, get on your stomach, get on your stomach. And the guy's like, I can't. And then the friend tases the guy. I'm like, I don't know
Ooh.
about that one. I don't know about that one. But fuck it. Anyway, so he gets arrested. They beat the shit out of him on the bus. And ladies and gentlemen, as a former prison guard, let me tell you, it is not like that. And
Yeah,
what?
you wait for the showers, right?
Oh God, don't make me go into that. But no, they don't beat the shit out of you on the bus, typically. Also, they don't
Typically.
the guards in this movie, real quick, they all have guns. And can I tell you a quick story, Fernie? There was a
I know that's fake. Like, in Max prisons, they don't even have guns in the cell blocks.
That's true, but do you know why?
Because if they fucking take you down, they have a fucking gun.
No, it gets worse. So way back in the day, like I'm talking like in the 70s, I think in that reason, maybe even in the 80s, they still had guns. Like officers on the unit had a revolver on them, right? But then an inmate got a hold of the revolver and shot the cop, right? Shot the guard. So then they're like, all right, but y'all gonna stab your batons. Well, one day an inmate got a hold of the baton, beat the shit out of the guard and killed him. They're like, all right, we're gonna take away the batons. Y'all are just gonna have handcuffs now. The handcuffs wrapped it around their fists and beat the shit
Brass
out of
knuckles right there.
them. Huh?
Brass knuckles.
Yes, sir. That's why most guards nowadays, all they have is a walkie-talkie and pepper spray. And guess what you can do with the walkie-talkie?
Use as a weapon.
Yep. Guards will use that as a weapon if they have to jump an inmate. They will. I'm not saying
Huh.
that from personal experience. I'm just saying that that's a thing.
Well, I remember you said that you took an inmate to task for spitting on your shoes.
See, Franny, we don't have to go into the details of my personal life. All right. That was Prison Eddie. All right. That was a different guy back then. I had shorter hair and no beard.
I don't
I also
know. I
had a
don't think
lot
that
of
was a
anger
different
issues.
you.
Huh?
I don't think that was a different you.
I also had a lot of anger issues back then. Oh, fucking. So, yeah. So, Paul Crewe is famous for shaving points off a football game, which, according to Chris Rock, you could have stolen checks. You could have robbed the elderly. You could have sold out your mom. But shaving points off a football game? Now, that's just un-American.
That is un-American.
Which also, wouldn't that be really hard to prove if you're shaving points off a football game?
It's hard to prove without hard evidence. Like if like let's say the person that you're shaving points for gets caught, and then snitches on you, well, I mean, yeah, then you have fucking proof. But like if they don't have any proof, it can be just highly speculative. Like, hey, like this dude doesn't fucking play like that. Like, it's super suspect that he's fucking throwing picks, like when he never throws picks.
Yeah, he's too good to fuck up these plays.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fucking the warden's like, you're gonna help me, and Captain Knauer, beats the shit out of Crew, just fucking goes to task on him with a goddamn billy club. And Crew, he's stuck between a rock and a hard place. One dude's beating the shit out of him to do it, the other one's threatening him not to. They do the hornet's nest, which That shit always looked painful when I was a kid. I was like, what the fuck?
Is that a real thing?
Do they have them? Yes. Do they ever bust them out? I've never even heard of an incident where they use them.
I mean, I just feel like it's too chaotic to use.
They'll use the gas bombs, but I've never heard of them using the pellet grenades. I've never heard it happen. Maybe in an extreme situation, like life-threatening, but I've never heard of it. The
maybe.
Grenades, yeah. But yeah, what else? So I remember being a kid and watching the movie and watching that scene, and I'm like, where can I find one of those?
Fucking psychopath.
I thought that was cool. I was like, holy shit, a grenade that only shoots rubber bullets? Let's do this.
Did you ever see the episode from Jackass where,
oh,
or no, it was the movie.
Yeah, I think it was the second one.
I think it was 2.5.
Where they fire it and Batman's just like, fuck that noise.
Yeah, it was a riot. It was a riot test.
Yeah, did you?
And it's pretty much just like a giant hornet's nest. It's like a rectangle prism of hornet's nest that just shoots out, and they all take a fucking shot from it. Knoxville's all game for it, and the other ones are like, "Fuck you."
No, but did you see? So, do you listen to the commentary of that movie?
Oh yeah.
Knoxville, I remember he said during that one, he's like, so when we're gonna do it, they're like, you know, just cover your extremities or whatever, you know, like just stand straight, that way it hits like a long spot. Knoxville is smart. He covers his face and his balls, and he's like, there were welts on my hands, on both hands, meaning if I hadn't covered up, I would have taken direct face shots and nut shots of that. And Knoxville's right in the middle. At least Ben and who's the other guy?
It was Ryan Dunn.
You're right. It was Ryan Dunn. They're on the sides. Knoxville took that thing face first. So fuck. Ugh.
But yeah. So they do the hornet's nest, trying to force Paul into fucking doing it, and he's just like, they put him in solitary confinement.
The hot box,
which is probably worse than solitary confinement.
Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, the hot box is not a real thing. I guarantee you, there are persons that wish that it was, but it's not a real thing. It used to be, actually, back in the day. It probably was. That's a lie. It was.
Maybe. I mean, different states, maybe.
Well, no, because the thing is, like, prisoners in
have rights.
Yeah, have more rights now than they did back then. Back in the 70s, fucking an inmate dies because, you know, he got a little too lippy. Well, shit happens. Like, that's the way they looked at it back then. I'm not saying it's right, but that was their attitude back then.
Oh. Goddamn inmates and their rights.
Oh, fuckers. You want AC?
God. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
You have a window. It's good enough. But yeah, so crew finally agrees to help out, and he kind of tells him, all right, what you need is a tune-up game. You need to kick the shit out of someone that's bad, which also, there's a question there.
Well, there's a little fun fact about that. He names Appalachian State. Appalachian State won two Division II national championships after that comment, and then beat ranked 5 Michigan in the tune-up game.
Well, shit. Okay.
So, I mean, that kind of backfired on the writers from that fucking movie.
I wonder if Appalachian State watched this movie and took it personal.
I mean, I would if I was fucking working there.
Just go kick the shit out of these guys. Easy. Are we a joke to you?
I mean, that is honestly what it is. I mean, you think Bama gets the 13-0 because they have the hardest schedule? No. They play a bunch of fucking West Alabama State University or Southwest Louisiana Tech University.
But wait, so when do they play the big teams? Only in the playoffs?
They play the big teams. Like, But the majority of the teams they play are like slack Division One schools that are barely lucky to call themselves Division One.
Oh, so UTRGV is going to be that school that gets the shit kicked out of them for a while.
Yeah, but they're gonna probably play someone like
UT?
no, like UT San Antonio.
So let me get this straight. So UT beats the shit out of UTSA, but UTSA beats the shit out of us. Is that the hierarchy of this?
Pretty much.
But we're not even like second rate, we're third rate.
Yeah, that's
Oh,
about it.
oh, fine, fine, whatever. Fuck. Anyway, our high school, our college program's gonna suck. Any fucking way, we got crew decides to put a team together, which surprises me that the inmates aren't all like jumping on the team to kick the shit out of the guards. I would have assumed that that would have been their first go-to.
No, I don't think they wanted to, because I mean, they said it themselves. They're like, dude, it's just another fucking way for them to beat the shit out of us. And I think also a lot of them were like, I want to get fucking my ass kicked, like for taking a shot on the guard.
You're not wrong, man. Well, they do try and intimidate some of them. At one point, they intimidate. Well, okay, so we have to try out. So you get a few good players.
Football tree outs. Don't forget Joey Diaz is in this movie.
Oh shit! I forgot about Joey Diaz. Damn.
You assholes better not cut me.
Oh man, he's God, what team does he get the shit blasted out of? I don't remember.
Against the guards.
No.
He takes an onside kick and he gets lit the fuck up.
Right? He's like fair cash, boom, knock the fuck out. And
Can
that's
of corn. Can of corn, I'll be okay. Can of corn.
what and it's one of those scenes that let's so fucking fast forward, we get all these scenes. We get that controversial kind of controversial scene with Stone Cold using the N-word around Nelly. Finally,
What?
like all the African American inmates are like, fuck it, we're in. We got talent on both sides of the ball. Fuck, where are they going with this? Catacorn. Oh, they're actually putting up a pretty good fight during the beginning of the game. I'm sorry, I'm jumping around so much.
Well, let's talk about first those Reebok jerseys that they get.
That's right. Oh, wait. Fucking, that's right. Goddamn caretaker gets murdered, but we'll talk about that in a sec. Those Reebok jerseys are nice. I want one.
Yeah, I like those Mean Machine jerseys. I was like, that's actually a legit jersey. We didn't talk about caretaker getting murdered. Being a kid, I mean, we obviously more than likely never saw the original, so we probably had no idea that Caretaker was gonna get killed.
I had no fucking clue. Did he dies in the original, I'm assuming?
I guess I've never seen the original.
I've only seen the final scene of the original film, and I just know like it ends with them doing the whistle thing with a bunch of like cuts and slashes.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Is this Caretaker? I'm trying to see if Caretaker gets murdered or not. I don't see anywhere where Caretaker was murdered. But Caretaker was murdered.
Oh, okay, so it does happen. Yeah, so I mean, I've never seen the original, especially as a kid. So I mean, seeing knowing like that fucking Chris Rock died, I was like, oh shit, like that's fucking nuts.
No, that was stakes. Like I told you, like legit, anything can fucking happen to me. That's what that told me.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that was the only reason why I'm just glad they never did a sequel. Because I'm like, it'll never be as good because they need Caretaker in it.
If they did a sequel, it would just be shit, man. Like, it just wouldn't make sense. It'd be like all those sequels that they make after like a huge movie, like Sandlot 2.
Two Sandlot, Two Furies.
Like, if you've ever seen Sandlot 2, it has nothing to do with the original. It's like loosely attached to the original. It doesn't make any sense.
Does it even have the same actors? It doesn't have the
no.
same. Because the first Sandlot was like what? In the first Sandlot was fucking 12 years earlier.
Yeah.
Like, no fucking wonder they don't, like, it doesn't go together. Like, goddamn. No, well, for the longest yard, I always thought, like, if they had done a sequel, like, 2 years later, like, maybe the prison team is going to actually, like, compete. Like, all right, I think that could be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But part of the fun was watching the inmates fuck with the guards that we came to hate so much, you know? Like, that was part of the deal.
Okay.
I remember Stone Cold Steve Austin. I think he shit himself. Oh God, this guy shit himself.
Oh yeah, I told you. Hey, let's talk about Austin's football in this movie. He's like your typical hard nosed white running back.
Yeah,
like a Mike Allstott.
Yeah,
that's how a white man runs the football. And if I was on defense, I'd crack you in that egg ass head of yours. Well, you ain't on D, are you, bitch?
God damn. I think wrestlers always make the best shit talkers. Is it just me or am I wrong?
I don't know. Austin does so good being a bad guy.
He does, man.
Like that. Well, you ain't on D, are you, bitch? Like that. That one was for me. I was like, God damn, that was great. Great. You're great. And and I don't know if you know this about Bob Sapp, the guy who plays what's his fucking name?
Maggot?
No, Bob Sapp, the
no,
tall
Wachowski.
One. Yeah, Wachowski or what is it? It's Wachowski?
Wachowski.
He's a fucking MMA fighter.
Oh, I know that. Like the dude, he has more losses.
Granted, he took a bunch of fights and dove in those fights for money, but whatever. I mean, he's still fucking 300 pounds with abs.
Like, and what? You're gonna call him out for taking the dives?
No, I mean,
like,
he was on every steroid imaginable in Japan because he fought for Pride, but yeah.
He's still active. You could fight him right now if you want to.
Fuck no. Dude's a fucking psychopath. Like, if you ever hear him talk, you're like, oh, you don't have all... It's not all working up there, is it?
You're not wrong. I remember watching him in this, and in everything else, I can't not see him as, like, this really nice, like, man-child.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just works.
I broke your toy.
Will you teach me the football? I'll teach you anything. Just don't hate me.
Down, Shrek. Down.
Oh, man. Fuck it. It's hilarious. Oh, I love... It's one of the dumbest things. I love how when they're trying to make their comeback, I think it's Eddie... Is it Eddie Diaz that does it? Eddie... No, sorry. Joe... Sorry. Ah, fuck. Who is it? I can't remember who it is. The dude with the cigarette that burns the other guy to take the...
Oh, fuck.
Dude,
Five-star Torres.
Is that...
How yeah, weird. Because he's like, you gotta be shitting me. Five-star Torres likes The View?
Oh! Yeah, you're right. Lobo Sebastian. Okay.
Yeah.
That's... Holy shit, yeah, that's him. Holy shit, that's the guy's name. Huh, okay.
Yeah. Five-star Torres.
Yeah. So when he burnt, I love that. Just a little, got it.
Well, he's supposed to be burning Captain Knauer.
Was it Captain Knauer? I wasn't paying attention to that part.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Captain Knauer that he's burning.
Well, you know what's one thing that they never focused on that maybe is the one thing they could have added a little more in? Captain Knauer as the quarterback for the guards. Like, I never saw the defense beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, you didn't really see him fucking play offense for the most part.
No, well, because the whole show was either Adam Sandler playing offense or the defense kicking the shit out of some of the guards for comedy.
And, I mean, what'd you think of Adam as the fucking, as a QB?
Strangely, I believed him. Like, he looked like a quarterback. He didn't look that out of place. Because he looked, how do I say this? Dopey is not the right word. But he looked like the average dude just playing quarterback. He looked like Eli Manning. Like the guy next door that likes to throw the football. It looked proper. It looked weird, but it looked like it made sense. Which I'm gonna
I
assume
mean,
Adam's.
yeah.
I'm gonna assume Adam Sandler didn't play football growing up. What did you think about him?
What did I think of him as a quarterback?
Yeah.
I loved him as a quarterback. I thought he was really good.
I think he had a lot of, I'll give him this, he had a lot of heart, a lot of like good, nice moments with all the players. Like he had seemingly connections with everyone.
Yeah. And
Which is
then like
something
the part where he's like he gets called out for throwing the game, and he tries to come back in, and he they basically like make him fucking earn their trust back.
yeah. He after that first series where he gets the shit kicked out of him, he's like, all right, I deserve that. The second time, fuck it, I'll do it myself on one. And he gets it. And they strip the helmet off him. He keeps going for it and gets the first down.
Yeah. That I think that was inspired by John Elway's run in the Super Bowl. I want to say it was Super Bowl 30. No, not 30. It was before 30 because no. It was like 33 or 32 where he won the first one with the Broncos.
Elway, let's see, stripped of helmets. Are you talking about like the point where he got his helmet stripped off as well?
Yeah. He made a run in the Super Bowl and he got his helmet. No. Was it him?
I think the
Well,
only
he ju the spin tackle is based off of him. Favre? No. I don't
I was
know.
gonna
I don't
say
know.
Witten, but Witten was in 07 when that happened.
Yeah, that was and yeah, that was a tight end anyways, but I don't know. I know it was based off of someone, just don't know who.
I mean, either way, a great fucking play, like all things considered. But he earns back their trust, gives them the whole speech of like, look, I don't have much time. Like, here's what we're gonna do, here's what we're gonna try. I'm willing to try if you are. And they're all fucking in.
He's like, I'm glad, then great Khali hits him with I'm glad you're back. I don't have to stab you.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh God. I love fucking the fact that I think they scored two touchdowns and they send Brucey out to kick and Goldberg and Bruce like, I got this. And Goldberg's like, Bruce can't kick worth shit. Like, I know, we'll cover the football. And Goldberg's like, ah, I got you.
If you let me complete this kick, Lord, I'll stop cheating on my wife with black guys. Amen.
Oh man. Fucking great goddamn movie. And then on the drive, they have two great plays back to back. The Burt Reynolds one, which I didn't fucking know he actually got knocked the fuck out by the boss. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he even said, like, I got one more run in me. I'm sure the lawyers were like, oh shit.
Oh man. Well, with any sports movie, you're probably gonna be like, hey man, we got a stunt double right over there for you. Nah, I'll do it. You absorb all penalties. I'm good. Let's go. Oh man, that was fucking terrible. Oh God. And then we get Adam Sandler's final play, which I thought was pretty fucking great. It was a great trick play. Like all things considered.
You're right here.
You move your big ass right over here. Run the play. I think you're still concussed. Hut.
Oh, no, he's like, I think you're still dizzy from that hit. And the hit is the count.
Yeah. Hit it. Yeah. Oh, man. Fuck, that was a good play. It's such a great fucking movie that I don't understand why it's
And
not
then he
talked about.
gets tackled by Bill Romanowski.
Where the fuck is Bill Romanowski?
You don't know who Bill Romanowski is?
Now, you know what? Yeah. In the time between you told me his name and now, I figured out who he was.
He's the first Romo, for starters. he won Super Bowls with the 49ers, and I want to say the Broncos.
That's correct.
He also got popped for steroids.
Oh, he won 4 Super Bowls total, 2 with the 49ers, 2 with the Broncos.
Yeah.
Twice Pro Bowl honors during his Bronco tenure. Often,
I mean, he was a beast fucking linebacker.
Was he one of the last headhunters, I'm assuming?
Sort of.
Shit. The New York Times bestseller. Game. Huh. He also owns a minority in a NASCAR, in a NASCAR team.
Huh.
Good for him, I guess. Huh. Oh shit, he's worked with Adam Sandler a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. No arguments. But yeah, dude, this movie, I don't understand. Why do you think people don't talk about it more often? Granted, it's almost 20 years old, but why?
I don't know, dude. It's not because it's super problematic, because it really isn't. It's not that bad. But I think it's just like, I think Adam Sandler himself just got a real bad rap, especially like after like his whole fallout with Sony, and then
what happened with Sony? I didn't know about that.
So the remember when Sony had those emails leak?
Yeah.
So one of the emails, it was them. It was I want to say it was a VP or someone on the higher up talking shit about Sandler. Like his movies cost a lot of money to make, and he's not even that fucking good.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, and so he never worked with Sony since?
No, that's when he ripped up his contract and then he signed with Netflix.
Oh shit. I mean, oof. Damn, I did not know that happened. I didn't realize that was the situation.
Yeah, that was the big turn for him, because I mean, yeah, that's when he went to go work with Netflix.
You think that kind of put like a spark up his ass, and he was kind of like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna do all this other stuff now."
I guess it also made him get fuck you money.
I think he always had fuck you money though. He just never dresses like it. Which reminds me, I gotta see the fucking Astronaut. Have you heard of it?
The one with the spider?
I guess so. The one that just came out on Netflix.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw one clip where the fucking spider's talking to him, and I was just like, what the fuck is this?
Let's see. Reception. Oh, 59%. You know what? I'll give it a chance. Like,
it's on Netflix. It's not going to cost you money.
That's true.
The one that I tried watching, I just couldn't do it, was Dune, the first one.
Dude, I'll tell you this right now. If you watch Dune Part 2, Dune Part 1 will make so much more sense. I think they really learned how to explain shit in the second one. Because in the first one, this is the Beli Naka of Tepa. I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? What is this? In the second one, they're like, this is the blank. It's full of poison. It'll kill you if it touches you. Like, okay, thank you for the explanation. Thank you. Now I know.
Yeah, I tried watching the first one because I was like, maybe I'll go see the second one in theaters.
Yeah.
But then I was just like, fuck, man. Like, this movie fucking blows.
Dude, I'm telling you, you have to watch the second one to understand the first one. It makes so much more sense also. And that's so stupid. But it's true. Like, as someone who hated the second one also, it only makes sense when you watch the second one and then watch the first one.
But that doesn't even fucking make sense.
I agree.
How the fuck am I supposed to watch the second one to make the first one make sense?
Dude, I agree. That's what throws me the fuck off. I'm like, why are we doing... I'm telling you, they learned that people were like, what the fuck are you talking about in the first one? So in the second one, they made sure to explain everything better. Like, I swear to you, it's true. But yeah.
I guess.
The Longest Yard, man. The Longest Yard, I think it's in my top 10 of comedies of all time.
Really?
I think so. I think it holds up.
I mean, to be honest, I can't really think of like off the top of my head, like if someone asked me top 10 comedies right now, let's go. I would be fucking like a I'd be all duh, 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 duh.
I think the only two movies, the number one spot might be Hot Fuzz or Shaun of the Dead. And then everything else.
Okay.
I think you showed me Shaun of the Dead, actually.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think we were younger and you showed me. I didn't get it when I was younger. Now that I'm older, I'm like, this movie's fucking hilarious.
And I think a lot of the shit that we watched when we were younger that we didn't get made a lot more sense when we were older.
Yeah. No, dude, just the final scene. This. No, my mom likes that one. This one, toss it. Gah!
Oh, wasn't one like the Batman soundtrack?
Yes. And I think it was like Batman, which one? 89? No, keep it. Forever? Toss it. Gah! It's something like that. He like says no to one, asks another one, he says yes.
I will say though, Longest Yard is definitely one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely, definitely there.
Like I would say that Happy Gilmore is probably still my favorite, like Adam Sandler movie all time. But I would say that one's definitely up there.
Yeah. I think Longest Yard might be my number one, but I can understand why it's just up there for other people. I guess it just holds a special memory for me also. The soundtrack is also amazing. Like, we didn't even mention that.
Oh, yeah, like Nelly's Here Comes the Boom, which is not anywhere. You can't find it on Spotify, Apple Music, nowhere.
I wonder why.
I don't know. It's so fucking strange. But I remember, I think I still have the DVD. Let me see. I'm looking at my collection right now.
Knowing your ass, you should have.
Yeah, I still have it on DVD. There's so many times I fell asleep watching that movie on DVD that I would get waking up to, boom, man, here comes the boom, boom, here comes the... Because that was the fucking title track on the goddamn DVD menu.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, like, yeah, that fucking movie has a fond memory.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I remember... I don't think it was that movie, but back then, I had a real, like, obsession with watching the making ofs in the DVDs.
Yeah.
I would love watching the making ofs, and there was one in there where they're talking about like the food that they were making for these fucking guys. It was like steaks on steaks on steaks, chicken, like anything these fucking people like could ever want. And I was just like, God damn, what a time to be alive.
Oh, man. Fuck. May 27, 2005. Fuck, this was a great movie. But what are your final thoughts? What's your grade on this one?
I mean, as far as a sports comedy, I give this one an A. I think for me, it's very simple to give it an A because, I mean, it's just really entertaining. It's rewatchable as shit. Like, it's still very rewatchable. And Adam Sandler does what he does best in this movie. I mean, yeah, you could say he's formulaic, but I mean, if the formula works, especially at this point, don't fucking change it.
Yeah. It's an A for me. One of my probably, like I said, top 10 comedies ever. I think this one works because it doesn't follow the formula, I would say. And again, that's not a mark against Sandler. That's just a point to be made. Like, it breaks the formula in all the best ways, but it's an A for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you want to review next week, motherfucker?
Let me see.
What's coming up soon?
Let me look at my movies. Fucking let's do Dodgeball.
Fuck it down. Let's do Dodgeball.
You gotta hump it into submission.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What? And he fucking knocks Justin Long in the face with a wrench.
Oh, man, fuck. I mean,
nobody makes me drink my own blood.
Nobody. Did we do that at the same time?
I don't think so.
We did. Holy shit. Yeah. All right, folks, you heard it from Fernie. Next week, we're doing Dodgeball.
Yeah, I was looking right now. I was like, oh, shit, I do have the Blu-ray for Dodgeball.
Lock. I'll check it down. All right.
I have it on my Vudu also.
There you go. Fucking, I'll watch it there.
All right.
Are we counting the one where Average Joe's wins or Average Joe loses?
Where they win. The loses is the alternate ending.
I know. I'm just fucking with it. All right. Fernie, you want to hit the outro?
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for the Wednesday Rewind, where we talk about movies that we've already seen before, but we decided to revisit them because, you know,
they're good.
It's a movie, and we have to revisit it every once in a while. But thank you for joining me and Eddie for rewatching The Longest Yard, the 2005 version. Please check us out wherever you get your podcast needs. Apple, Spotify, Google. You know it. We're there. Even YouTube, where we put out wrestling podcasts. We put out movie podcasts. Eddie has his OnlyFans. So, you know.
Yeah, OnlyFans is supporting this channel.
Please check us out, especially Eddie. He only has one subscriber, and it's getting pretty lonely out there.
I have 207, you piece of shit.
Thank you for joining us for the review for The Longest Yard. Let's cut it.
Do you have to stop yourself from saying ring the bell?
No.
Oh, okay. I imagine.